Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature, presented by Macy's.
Elsa, Anna,
Olaf!
Are we going on another adventure?
Oh no.
Of course!
Just as long as we're on the same page.
All right, soldiers. Let's put our shovels down. My father liked to say hard work is its own reward. But sometimes, there's also a special lunch, courtesy of the Queen.
Wow, thank you.
She's the best.
Waffles and lingonberry jam taste better after a little work. Don't you agree?
I love waffles.
Lingonberries are my jam.
Well, let's all take a break and eat. We still have plenty of daylight hours ahead and plenty of work left to do.
If I may, sir?
What is it, soldier? Are you looking for someone to cut up your waffle for you?
No, sir, never. I was wondering if you might continue the story during our break.
I suppose I could do that.
I really want to see if the spider machine in the water comes back into the story.
Yeah, and what Queen Disa does next. She jumped into the dark sea. She almost died. She should have known Queen Elsa could handle it.
But she got the oil tank out, and that was the important bit.
The Water Knock is very particular about the waters it guards. It wouldn't have been happy until they pulled all the oil out of the sea. But as soon as Queen Elsa and Queen Disa took a breath, they smelled fire.
And after what happened with the Water Knock, Queen Elsa wondered if something was happening to the fire spirit, too.
And of course she had to put out the fires.
Exactly. So the group rode off through the enchanted forest, following the smell of smoke.
Fire! It's over there! Look! The birch trees!
This wind is making it spread really fast. If we can get to the nearest water source, maybe we can come...
Stand back! Ugh!
Or we can just sit here, relax, and watch your magical sister handle it.
Wow. Elsa's powers are unbelievable. Where does it come from? I mean, is it her fingertips or her hands? It's incredible.
Yep, she's amazing. But we'd better move. The smoke is getting thick. Get back! Disa, watch out! The tree! Whew, that was too close. We need to stay over here.
Ah! Safety! It's no accident!
Magnus, come here. Stay with us. The fire's moving so fast! I can't find the fire spirit! Focus on putting it out! We'll look for Bruni! Thank you, Anna!
Be careful, Elsa.
Okay, Bruni, where are you? Where could you be?
Whoa, what was that? Did you see that?
Where? Was it Bruni?
Is Bruni a kind of strange, big-eyed salamander with-
Adorably strange, but yes! Disa spotted Bruni!
Where?
Over by these big boulders. I think I saw it run into that log.
I'm coming to you, Bruni. Stay where you are.
Hey. It's okay, Bruni. I see you in there. Hey, little one. See? It's fine. I'm here with you.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't Bruni the cutest?
That's it. Come on out. Let's stay nice and calm. I know what you need. A nice pile of snow. Just for you.
Bruni loves snow.
That's understandable. There you go.
Jump in. Isn't that better?
So, just keep Bruni calm and fire doesn't ignite?
Yep, that's the way it works.
Fascinating.
Here, have some more snowflakes.
Aw, look at how Bruni catches them on its tongue.
Okay. This is pretty cute.
Aw, it licked its own eye. And another Bruni fan is born. Happens all the time. All right. Now, what was upsetting you so much? Let's take a look around. I'm sure we can figure this out.
We're going to take a break here to play an ad from our sponsors. Then we will be right back with the Frozen Podcast. This is Ginger Z. And if you still need a gift, if you're feeling crunched for time, try Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways that you can search for gifts, like shop by price. You can shop gifts by budget, whether it's 25, 50, or luxe. Shop by gift lists. Macy's has curated unique lists for all the personalities in your life. The spa day enthusiast, the advent calendar lover, the sports fan. Macy's has you covered. You can even find curated lists from your favorite influencers. Shop by category. Find the top beauty, fragrances, jewelry and watches, handbags, accessories, and so much more. They've even got packaged and ready-to-give gifts, top-rated by customers, Secret Santa inspo, and stocking stuffers. So check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find that perfect present. That's it for ads. Now back to Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature.
While the Queen searched for answers, back in Arendelle, the windstorm had subsided and people were out and about. I had made my rounds through the kingdom and was reporting back to Kristoff in Queen Anna's absence.
Matthias, what did you find? How is everything?
Well, as you know, there's a lot of cleanup to do and some minor damage to repair. But I'm happy to report that no one was injured in the storm. We've secured the areas with the most damage and roped them off. Some of the ships in the harbor were damaged, including the Sincursion ones, but nothing too bad.
Great. That's a relief. Thanks.
There are plenty of folks, both Arendellians and Sincursions, offering to lend a hand. So they've started doing what they can. We're just asking that citizens steer clear of the marked areas until we can be sure they're safe.
Sounds good. Is there anything else that needs to be done? We've been piling up the fallen branches here.
Good work. You're doing fine, son.
Oh, what, me? Well, thanks.
Pardon me, General!
Lord Wolfgang.
I am, of course, offering my services on behalf of Wesselton as well. I am here if you need me, General. And while I wait, I shall pick up and pile branches with gusto.
Yes, well, thank you, Lord Wolfgang. I'm sure Kristoff appreciates having your help.
And I am thrilled to be here with Kristoff.
Oh, yeah. Thrilled.
Gentlemen.
Ah, some well-deserved vigorous exercise. Nothing better. Even though Magnus is somewhere out there in the wind, lost, all alone. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. We're doing wonderfully well, aren't we? Clear skies ahead.
Except it looks like Gale's back and making a little twisty wind thing over there. Hi, Gale.
Oh, yeah, I see it. A little twist of wind right over the Anders Pond.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, Wolfgang. Gale's probably just passing by. Come on, let's focus on clearing these branches.
Disaster! Catastrophe! A terrible fate!
Thanks, as always, for the uplifting words, Astrid.
Oh, pay her no mind. She's being dreary because she misses her friend. Isn't that right? You miss Magnus. You could even now be flying to a windy death.
Are you okay, Wolfgang?
Of course. Now, have you thought about what I said concerning your industrious potential?
No.
Well, that won't do. You should not be afraid of greatness, my young friend. I know. I will impart to you some of the lessons I learned from my tutors. Did you know I was supposed to inherit my uncle, the Duke's titles?
Really?
Yes. I was marked out for that high office, but alas, I was replaced by my treacherous cousin, Albert. That is your first lesson, Kristoff. Don't let my villainous cousin Albert replace you in your uncle's affections.
Okay, I will keep that in mind.
Good. Now, Astrid, make yourself useful. help clean up.
Silly Astrid, that's my arm.
Astrid! Bad bird. Don't worry, I'll retrieve that for you.
Wow, that is a strong bird.
That she is. Got it. Here you are. Terribly sorry about that, Mr. Snowman.
Oh, it's fine. I understand. All part of having twig arms. I forgive you, Astrid.
Wait, was that the bird?
No, I don't think so. Unless she's expanded her vocabulary into mimicking croaking amphibians, which would be impressive.
Where's it coming from? It sounds so close.
Huh? Oh, guys! I have a new friend! He's a frog that fell from the sky onto my head.
Okay, who threw the frog at Olaf? Okay, I'm all for lightening the mood, but I don't think frog throwing is really appropriate when we have so much work to do. Ow!
Those are some large raindrops.
Not raindrops, frogs!
Frogs who live in the sky? Oh, the world truly is a wondrous place. Oh, hello, little sky frog. Nice to meet you. Oh, you are so cute. Oh, I will call you Hopkins. Oh, and you will be Hopkins the second.
Oh, now is a good time to flex your leadership skills, Christoph. Simply say firmly, stop this nonsense, frogs.
Stop this nonsense.
More coming down! Look out!
Oh, look! Astrid swooped in and caught Hopkins the Third! Now they're friends!
Marvelous catch, Astrid! Way to pitch in! Bravo! Oh, oh dear! Oh.
Everyone take cover!
Hey, look out! Sir, sorry to interrupt, but frogs were falling from the sky?
Yes, soldier. Frogs were falling from the sky. There were actually some worms mixed in as well.
Worms?
Afraid so.
So this was another magical storm, or...?
Sorensen told us later that it was because of the windstorm.
Wait, Sorensen the wizard? Who lives in the tower?
Sorensen is a scientist, and he said it was something he'd read about before. The wind picked up the frogs and deposited them right on top of us. Not something that happens often, but it does happen.
Wow.
Thankfully, it didn't last long. And back in the forest, Queen Anna stumbled on a clue as they searched for what upset the fire spirit.
Ooh, I see something. What's that over there? By the moss-covered boulder. This is odd. It's a thin piece of burnt metal.
Interesting.
Let me see. Bruni, it's all right. It won't hurt you. Here, have a little more snow. Whatever that metal is, it's obviously what upset Bruni.
Treasures found, and treasures unknown.
Does anyone understand anything this bird says?
Nope, not really. Oh, look! Here's another twisted piece of metal! And another! There are a bunch of them over here. They all match. They're all made of copper. It looks like the legs of that spider machine we found in the Dark Sea!
Yes, it does. Parts of an automaton. Damaged in the fire. I bet the body of it is around here somewhere. I'll see if I can find it.
What do you think this is about, Elsa?
I don't know, but the automaton seems to be what caused the Waternock's unrest and now Bruni's. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid there's more trouble to come. I can feel it.
Well, we'll just have to make sure we're ready for it.
You're right.
Elsa, I know that look. What are you thinking? Tell me.
It's just You have all these new people in Arendelle, and it's so wonderful that you're supporting them, and I'm really proud of you. But I just hope... I hope they all have good intentions.
You think these automatons might have something to do with one of our visitors?
I don't know, but I do know that something isn't right. And I can't fix it. We can't fix it until we understand what's going on.
We'll figure it out. Together.
Yes, together. Always.
Oh, look! Is that the rest of it through the trees?
I think it is.
Wow. It looks like it just exploded.
And if we put these long, thin pieces along its sides, it's the same construction as the automaton from the Dark Sea.
You're right, it is! Why are these things here?
That's what we need to figure out. And also, where did they come from?
They kind of look like the lanterns Wolfgang made. The ones that followed us into the library. But much, much bigger. You don't think Lord Wolfgang would do this, do you?
I honestly don't know what to think.
Whoa! Earthquake!
Oh no! The Earth Giants! They're awake!
It is hard to believe. 2024 is practically here. Fortunately, Macy's has all the New Year's Eve looks to start your year off right. That perfect dress for your midnight toast, all the accessories you need for your full-out glam look, and a signature red lip to top it all off. Check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.